Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. And yeah, I'd really like to throw a huge thanks out to Region 1 staff and Alex here. Alex and Trenton Halfley in particular, we don't have a resident beaver biologist, so we ask these gentlemen to step up and dig in along with other staff and really do a deep dive on what's going on with beavers in South Dakota, and particularly the Black Hills, and become experts of sorts, if you will. So I just, big shout out to those guys for jumping on this and putting all this great information together for us. So yeah, next is the beaver hunting and trapping season, Madam Chair. And I'll just go over a few things here with you and then right into our recommendation. So currently the beaver season is open year round statewide with the exception of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. And currently in the Black Hills here, it's November 1st through April 30th on private land, and then January 1st through March 31st on public land. And then there's a restriction that non-residents may not take beaver from March 16th through November 30th. And so the recommendation that we have in front of you here today is to close the beaver season in the Black Hills. Another recommendation, I'm just going to mention this and I'll come back to it, is we do want to clean up the boundary description for the Black Hills. There's some discrepancy there, a confusion on what exactly that entails, and so I'll go over that as well. And we do need to, even though we're closing the season, we'll need to clean up that boundary description so that if you choose to close the season, that will be described in rule where that closure is. So just reiterating some of the things that Alex went over here, even though we're recommending that we close the season, that hunting and trapping season is not a limiting factor on beavers. And you can see we have a little bit of information for you there. Just about 1,900 folks, residents and 5 non-residents, were active hunters and trappers for beavers last year. And you can see of those, one individual reported trapping a beaver in the Black Hills. And so, you know, that information is limited and we don't feel like it's complete, but it is a good look at what might be occurring, and that is that there's very few hunters, trappers that are coming into the Black Hills to harvest beaver, and thus very few beaver being harvested. So I'll go back to what I just said a moment ago. That limiting factor and what's driving the beaver population down is a habitat issue. It's habitat degradation. Now, with our efforts that we've put forward in the action plan here, the habitat restoration and translocating beavers, we do feel like it's a good idea to close the season, because we wouldn't want to build up that habitat, move, say, a family group in, just to have someone come and trap them out the next season. So that closure will help with us reestablishing some populations. And that is the goal here. So even though we're asking you to close the season, our goal is to build that habitat back up and then open that recreational opportunity back up so folks can get back out there and hunt and trap beaver. I do anticipate, and what I would like to see, is that we fly these aerial surveys for those cache counts probably a couple times over the next 4 years. At which time we'll come back to the management plan. We'll reevaluate these thresholds for those cache observations, and then hopefully at that time be able to show an increase in population and open the season back up. That's going to be our goal, and to collect that additional information. Alex did a good job of going over some of the things that we're doing. We're really stepped up, and we're going to do a lot of habitat work we already have, and then we'll step up our efforts to translocate beavers. And we're even going to try to evaluate those a little bit better. We're working right now to see if there's a way that we can attach some transmitters to those translocated beavers, just to see if they're staying where we put them, how long are they staying alive, things like that. So we're going to do some additional things like that as well. If you look, there's a map in the recommendation that will show what this change would look like. So basically, the Black Hills Fire Protection District, if you choose to move forward with this, would be closed then to trapping, and the rest of the state would remain open. And that map there on that third page depicts that. The other change that I mentioned is that currently we refer in rule to the Black Hills area is those areas of the Black Hills Fire Protection District south of I-90 and west of 79. We believe the intent all along was to include the entire Black Hills Fire Protection District. which roughly would be I-90 to Highway 79 to the Cheyenne River. So as it reads now, it really doesn't cover that southern portion of the Black Hills, or you could interpret it that way, even though that's not what it was meant to be. So what we're asking for the other change is to just simply reference South Dakota codified law, which exactly described the Black Hills Fire Protection District, and that's the change that you see there to administrative rule along with the closure of the season. With that, Madam Chair, I would certainly take any questions or discussion from the Commission, but otherwise we'd ask you to make a proposal to close the season and change that unit boundary.
Very good. Any questions? Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner White, since this is a new area that is often has been open in the past, right? And the individuals in this area have to have a permit to trap, isn't that right?
Correct, yes.
So as they ask for this permit, is it something that you're considering with each one of these permits that there's a notice that this area is closed? Since it's a change from the past, I think if we just want to make sure that people are aware of this change. I think that's the only question.
Through the chair, Commissioner White, yes. As with many of the changes that the commission makes, it particularly closures like this, I think it's going to be very important that not only we send something out to those folks buying those fur bearer licenses, but we'll work with Nick and crew to get some press releases out, social media, that kind of thing, and maybe even some targeted emails so that folks realize it's closed. Yep, absolutely.
Additional questions? I just want to clarify, John, so we would be closing, if we move forward with this, 2 years, 25, 26, and then 26, 27? Or what would the dates be?
The current proposal, Madam Chair, would be for the 25 and 26 season. Okay. We'd be closing it with this proposal, and then we'd revisit it then in 26 and see where you want to go from there.
Okay. Yep. Thank you for that clarification. Any additional questions? I would entertain a motion. We do need to take action on this item, which would be both items in number 12. Moved by Commissioner White. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. Comments on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So that proposal is adopted, and we'll move forward with finalization June 5th and 6th when we meet in Aberdeen, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Very good. So we'll now move on to Skunk and Mink.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Chair. The next is the fur bearer seasons, and specifically skunk, possum, fox, raccoon, and badger season. I think that was the next one. Yeah, well, that'll work. So we don't have any recommended changes here today, Madam Chair. I just go over a couple of specifics. The season dates for these species and these seasons is year-round statewide. And then non-residents have a restriction that they may not take any raccoon from March 16th through November 30th. And just a reminder that you folks did entertain a petition in 2024 having to do with that non-resident raccoon season and the allowance of using dogs to pursue raccoons. And so you did pass a rule that allows now non-residents to use dogs during that season. Just as a reminder. And again, Madam Chair, no recommended changes here. We do have some information for you on the following sheets as far as the number of licenses issued and estimates of harvest on the various species that we're talking about here. But with that, I don't have anything else to share. I would certainly take some questions or discussion from the Commission, but there's no action needed here with no recommended change.
Thank you for that. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, we can move on to the next item.
Excellent. So next we have the mink, weasel, and muskrat hunting and trapping seasons. So currently the mink and weasel season runs from November 1st through January 31st statewide, and then there's a restriction for non-residents that they may not take mink or weasel from February 1st through November 30th. Muskrat, the trapping, the season is year-round west of the Missouri River, excluding the Black Hills Fire Protection District. and November 1st through April 30th for east of the Missouri River and then that Black Hills Fire Protection District. You'll see that a note there in our recommended change here is to follow what we did with the beaver season just a moment ago and just clean that explanation or description of the Black Hills Fire Protection District for muskrat trapping in the Black Hills for, just the same as we did for beaver. There are some other restrictions here. I won't go through all of these. I would just tell you that in the past, we have learned that muskrats in particular can be very controversial and very sought after, and we refer to a few years back as the muskrat wars. Folks were so interested in harvesting muskrats that there was, you know, quite a bit of interactions out in the field and interest in taking them. The price of muskrats went way up, and so a lot of the rules and things that you see here are a direct result of those days and when those muskrat prices were really high. So with that, then, just that one recommended change to describe that Black Hills Fire Protection District for the muskrat season there in the Black Hills. And with that, Madam Chair, I'd certainly take any questions.
Very good. Questions from the Commission? If not, we do need a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Moved by Lochin, seconded by Commissioner Cole. All those in favor of adopting the proposed change signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Those changes are made and move forward.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, we have the river otter season. We do have a presentation with that.
I'm going to just put you on hold right now. We're at 152, and we are going to be moving into our open forum, so I'm not quite sure how long this will take. If it's going to take more than 8 minutes,
probably.
We'll put it on hold. Yep. So I think what we will do to stay on time for any of our folks following us online, we will be at ease until the top of the hour so we can start right away with the open forum. So we'll be at ease until the top of the hour. Like we